Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond. It's Friday, and it's another fun show today. Well, fun from a perspective of not setting limits for yourself. That's what the show is all about, living large, living big, never compromising your goals, your dreams, anything else in your life. And I have personal experiences of being told when I was a teenager, you're not special. Whoa. You know, how to dampen somebody's spirit by saying you're not special. Because we all are. We are very special. But, okay, what kicked me into this whole idea of living large, living big, not limiting yourself? It was a quote from Neil Donald Walsh, you know, Conversations with God, Gentlemen. And I guess he was in The Secret, too. So I thought I would give you this quote to start the discussion today about living large. Living, don't put limits, you know, what's it, pushing the edge of the envelope, just, you know, always pushing yourself to create more in your life, to expand yourself. Okay, here's your quote. Now I have some other quotes on this, and I'll let my spirit guides talk to you about this whole idea of living large, basically. On this day of your life, I believe God wants you to know, now this is Neil, this is his quote from today, okay, that you'd never be content with so little that you reach out for something big. Never be content with so little when you can reach out for something big. Have you ever wondered why so many people settle for so little? You do not have to place yourself among them. The world is an abundant place, abundant with opportunities, abundant with good fortune, abundant with ideas, and abundant with love. Reach into that abundance and take what is rightfully yours. It is your inheritance gifted to you by God. Let yourself have it. Do not fail to reach for it, for fear it will not come to you. So stretch yourself. Yeah, live a little bigger. Don't. Oh, I'm going to shrink back. I'm just going to settle. I guess the word settle here is really important. Let me finish the quote. How can it come to you if you do not reach for it? Do not be content with so little. Reach, stretch for something big. Isn't that a beautiful quote or beautiful statement from Neil Donald Walsh? So, are you limiting yourself? Are you not pushing the envelope of life, right? Okay, so I got a couple quotes, and then I will let my spirit guides talk to you for the rest of the show about this particular topic. I'd encourage all of you to stretch yourself, reach beyond where you're at right now, and keep going. Okay, so I'll give you some quotes, and then my spirit guides have a couple comments on these quotes, but it ties into the same thing. And most of these people are very successful in the field that they're in or were in case of some that have no longer in the physical body. But think about this. Oprah, it is very true, the way you think creates reality for yourself. Now, how does that tie into it? Well, if you're thinking limited, if you're thinking small, that's your life. But if you're thinking big, it's okay to be disappointed. It's okay to be a failure at some level because you grow from that. You know, failure is not the end. Being a failure at something is just an opportunity to grow, to expand, to push the envelope one more time, right? Michael Phelps, well, I think most of us know Michael Phelps. I guess he's won more Olympic medals than any other person. Don't put a limit on anything. The more you dream, the further you get. The more you dream, the further you get. Think about that. Here's a man who didn't limit himself, just kept going, right? Herbert Simon, who I don't know, I thought, but this is a good quote. One finds limits by pushing them. One finds limits. Isn't that by pushing them? So it's like pushing the envelope. You keep pushing your limits further and further and stretching it out. If you stretch out your limits, then you learn from it and you grow from it, right? You learn, you grow from it. Okay? Amelia Earhart. Okay, never interrupt doing something that you said you couldn't be done. Never interrupt someone doing what you said couldn't be done. Isn't that interesting? Never interrupt someone doing something you said couldn't be done. Don't limit other people. Nah, you can't do that. Yeah, play it safe. You never have to do that, right? Yeah, right. No, and so don't limit yourself, but don't put the limit on other people too. Let them stretch. Let them grow. Let them push that envelope. Find their limits, because you keep reaching for those limits, and you may never find them. But that's a cool thing, right? Never finding your limits is a cool thing, because you keep growing. You keep pushing it. You keep pushing it. Zig Ziglar, great motivational speaker. You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. Isn't that a groovy quote? I love the word groovy. You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. So you keep pushing it, keep pushing it, keep pushing it. Don't put limits on yourself. Keep growing, keep growing, keep growing. Michelangelo, the danger for most of us lies in not setting our aims too high and falling short, but setting our aim too low and achieving your mark. So are you pushing yourself? Are you going without limits? You say, well, I'm just going to keep pushing it. Keep pushing those limits. Keep growing, because you never know, right? Andy Baldwin, who I don't know, when someone tells you it can't be done, it's more a reflection of their limitations, not yours. So do you listen to people that say, well, you can't do that. You're too old, you're too young, you're too short, you're too tall, you don't have enough education, blah, 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 right? Do you say, that's their issue, not yours. Absolutely their issue, not yours, right? Absolutely. So just kind of say, talk to the hand, okay, go on to somebody else, go live your limited life. Me, I'm going to grow, I'm going to stretch my limits, I'm going to continue to grow, continue to progress, right? Continue to push my envelope a little bit more. Here's a quote from by Pushing the Envelopes, and it's by Clint Eastwood. I thought this is a very interesting quote, and it's along the same line. If anyone asks me what I attribute the longevity of my career to, then I say it's because I was never satisfied with being a cowboy in the plains of Spain. And later, I was never satisfied with playing a detective in San Francisco and constantly just pushing the envelope. So do you do that? Are you satisfied with your life? You're living a small life. Can you stretch it? Can you stretch it? Can you stretch it? Keep going. Keep stretching it. Keep looking for new opportunities to way to grow to your life. Grow your life. Grow your life. Right? So that's what it's all about. That's what today's show is all about, is keep doing it. So let my spirit guides talk to you for a minute, the Sarah Group, and let them comment on this topic. And have a beautiful weekend. If I don't get to talk to you after them, have a beautiful weekend. Have some fun. And if I can help you, and my spirit guides can help you to reach your goals, reach your dreams, get rid of whatever is limiting you from reaching your dreams and goals, then contact me through either my email address, my website, which has my email address, so it's easier just to reach me at my email address, or my phone number, which is listed in the episode information. So let me have them talk to you for a few minutes on this topic. Life was never meant to settle. Life was never meant to put limitations on it. You know, if you go back into the history of man and the early development of man, each day, each opportunity was a challenge, but a challenge to learn, challenge to experience. You watch children. They learn, they grow, they experience. Aren't they thrilled when they find new things? They discover things. Watch your dog or your cat, and especially your dog. Don't they get excited when they learn something new or do something, learn a new trick? Don't they act like, this is great? So they're constantly pushing the envelope, and you're constantly helping them push the envelope. Look at children. Pay attention to children and how wide-eyed they become when they learn something new or they have a new experience. The word why is a very interesting word for children to use, because why means that they want to grow. They want to expand their universe. They want to take in more information. They want to learn more about themselves. They want to experience new. So are you saying why? Why not? I can do it. Why not? Why not? Use the expression, why not? Why not do this? Why not do that? Why can I not do this? Why can I not do this? Or I'm going to do this. I'm challenging myself. I'm going to push the envelope. I'm going to seek new adventures. Now, how do you get there? How do you find them? How do you get the information, the knowledge, the guidance to do that? Turn to spirit. Turn to your higher self. Turn to your soul. Turn to your spirit guides. Turn to Jesus. Turn to Buddha. Turn to God. Turn for higher vibrations to help you push your envelope. You have at your disposal 24/7 spirit teachers that will help you to push your envelope, to grow, to expand, to learn new things, to take on new adventures. Just ask daily. I want to expand myself. I want to grow myself. I want to experience new things, take on new challenges. I don't want to live small. I want to live large. Help me to do that. Show me. Show me how. And we'll provide the how. We'll show you the opportunities. We'll give you things to take on, challenges to take on in your life. So never be content with the life you're living. It doesn't matter what age you are, if you're age 10 or 90. Each day is an opportunity to expand, to grow, to learn, to take on new things in your life. All you have to do is ask, how? How can I do this? How can I expand myself today? How can I grow today? How can I push that envelope today? And let spirit, let your higher self show you ways to expand yourself, to grow yourself, to develop more, to learn more talents, to use your talents and abilities to a greater extent, to assist others in a greater extent, to show more love, to show more kindness, to show more compassion, to be more creative. Ask, and we will ask, and it is given, as our friend Abraham would say, the group. Ask, and you will be shown how to grow yourself. So take on that challenge. Absolutely take on that challenge every day. So that's our message. So this weekend, do it. Ask. Expand yourself. Grow. Take on new challenges. Push your envelope. Push yourself a little bit further. Get beyond that comfort zone a little bit. What's that expression George uses all the time? Life begins at the edge of your comfort zone. So get yourself into that uncomfortable feeling of growth, because when you get into that uncomfortable feeling of growth, you're going to expand yourself, and you can do this. So thank you for listening. Grow, expand, develop. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Oh, we got about a minute and a half left. So we'll move back to the... So today's show is about expanding yourself. It's about living a life without limits. So no limits. Ask for guidance to live beyond your limits and to show you how to expand yourself, to grow yourself. Okay, so what are we going to talk about now? We got about 90 seconds. So I will give you, if you want, my spirit guides to help you a little bit in your growth, into overcoming obstacles. You know, it's the false beliefs about yourself that you gained as you grew into adulthood, those false beliefs, like hearing, well, you're not special. Those are the things that you need to put behind you. Those are the things that you need to go to the opposite of. Like when somebody says to you, you're not special, go, no, yes, I am. I'm gifted, I'm talented, and I'm here to do something very, very special in this lifetime. So don't allow negativity of those around you to limit who you are and where you're going in your life. So no limits, absolutely no limits in your life. Okay, do I have another quote on that? No, I think that's the quotes that I have for today. But think about it. Expand it, grow it, develop it. Always looking for new challenges in life. So I'll be back on Monday. We'll do a little bit of this. I always kind of wonder, do you want a longer show or a shorter show? So I'm going to ask you this. Do you like 30 minutes or 15 minutes? And I'll let you comment on that. I kind of like the 15 minutes because it just kind of capitalizes, just really puts everything into a brief moment of what I want to talk about. So thank you for calling. I love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.